AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says there was chaos in Afghanistan leading up to the end of the U.S. mission there.
The women and men of the United States military, our diplomatic corps, and intelligence professionals did their job and did it well.
At the White House, the president said this was the way the mission was supposed to be carried out.
Since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings and offers to help them leave Afghanistan, all the way back as far as March.
Biden says he was left with two choices by the Trump administration: follow the deal with the Taliban made by Trump, or put thousands more troops into the country and return to war. Illinois freshman Republican Congresswoman Mary Miller accuses the president of increasing the chances of a terror attack.
We all know that another 911 is coming. Our allies don't respect us, and our enemies don't fear us. We are in a terrible position worldwide.
More than 110,000 people, including some 5,500 U.S. citizens, were flown out of the Kabul airport in the 2 weeks since the Taliban gained control of the city and much of Afghanistan. The Calder Fire forces more than 20,000 people to evacuate from South Lake Tahoe, California, and people across the state line in Nevada are readying to leave. Fire spokesman Keith Wade.
Every containment line that we've had on that eastern side, it has skipped it. And the reason being, this is a very rapidly driven fire through terrain, and it's the weather that's helping to drive it. We've experienced very erratic winds, very high temperatures, and very low humidities.
The blaze, one of dozens burning in California, has destroyed some 600 homes and other buildings and is threatening 33,000 others. A wobbly day to end the month on Wall Street. S&P 500 slipped 6. The Dow fell 39. The NASDAQ was off 6. This is AP News. The CDC is advising leaders and education officials in all 50 states to require masks in schools.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who heads the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, says COVID cases are on the rise in schools where children are not wearing masks and teachers aren't vaccinated.
Especially in the context of this very transmissible Delta variant. And we are encouraging those schools to follow our guidance.
But in Montana, Governor Greg Gianforte is fighting schools that are requiring masks, saying it's based on inconclusive research and says it could damage student health. He wants parents to decide. While in Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf has reversed himself and is now requiring masks in all of the state's public and private schools. That's after 5,000 students tested positive since school began. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Florida pediatricians say the Delta variant is putting more kids in the hospital. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.